Right, if anybody's ever been to any of my club nights, you'll know we always play a bit of Billy Ocean. So let's remind ourselves of just some of the hits. That little montage actually goes on for about a week. The man has had that many hits. Billy Ocean, how you doing?
I'm fine, Johnny. Good to hear from you, man.
Good to hear you, mate.
I love the name Johnny Hero.
Yeah, because I was telling people a couple of weeks ago, Billy Ocean was not your real name.
That's right.
Was it necessary for you to make a change, do you think?
I think so, because my real name being Leslie Sebastian Charles, it'd be great if I was an accountant or a lawyer. But since I wanted to sing, I had to have something that had a bit of oomph to it, and I think
good stage name. And what was the ocean? Was that the estate where you lived?
No, it's a lot of it could have been, but it wasn't that really. It was the ocean came from the local football team in the village I grew up in Trinidad.
Yeah.
They were called Ocean 11, and they got their name in turn from the old Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, the film.
Sammy Davis, Dean Martin. Yeah, Ocean 11, right, from the film.
So, did you play football yourself, Billy?
Well, I used to watch the AL display. You kick a ball and the football. We never really had the luxury of having football. Football would be like, don't laugh, would be like dried fruits we would use, like dried grapefruits,
My kids laugh at me now because when they go to training with their team, there's a ball for every player, and they're playing on these plastic grass pitches, and everything's all very well organized.
That's right.
It wasn't like that when I played.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And you know, no shoes, no football shoes. You got to be careful. You don't stomp your toes. I mean, you know, that's how it was at the time.
So you came from a poor background.
Pretty much, very much. I mean, without being proud about it, because you say it's a poor background, but maybe poor materially, but rich in love, you know?
Yeah.
Rich in love. We always had a belly full, you know, parents cared for us. We had responsibilities. My responsibility was taking care of outside and sweeping the yard, make sure the yard was clean, feeding the pigs, making sure that, you know, we had food, planting the food, you know, that sort of thing. It's like, I know it sounds crazy looking back on it, but as a little boy, that was a natural way of life for me.
Yeah. Did your early life, I mean, the lessons you learned there really stand you in good stead when you got your big break?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, without the sort of, you know, that sort of thing in my life, along with, you know, religious virtues, spiritual virtues, it's a thing that has kept me and is still keeping me in my life.
Yeah. I meant to ask you about, in the 70s, I mean, a lot of acts were getting their break, but they were performing songs written by other people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Chin and Chapman and Phil Coulter and all these people.
That's right.
You wrote your own stuff.
Yeah, because it was, how can I put it? My father used to be a musician. And since I was, and my father used to write his own calypso, so I came out of sort of, you know, an atmosphere of people creating their own sounds. Now, it was right for me, I always thought, to be able, when I was about 12 or 13, I used to be writing, and I wouldn't call them songs now, but I used to be writing something which I regarded as songs. So I grew up with the sort of ambition to write my own songs. And eventually one day I did write my own song, which was called Love Really Hurts Without You, which was my first successful record.
What a song.
Thank you very much.
Still gets played, as
Thank you. Thank you.
I mean, I have never done a club night, I don't think, where I haven't played. Seriously, haven't played that.
Thank you very much, man. I owe you a pint of Guinness for that.
No, do you find, I mean, when the royalty checks come in, do they tell you which songs earn you most money?
Oh, yeah, they do. They do. And Love Really Hurts is still up there. Red Light is still up there.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm saying that because when you compare it to the modern things like, you know, Caribbean Queen, etc., etc., you think that, wow, these songs are still around and they're still earning money on different parts of the world.
Yeah, but
it's great.
Still very popular, you know.
That's right.
Most good stations will be playing them, as I say, and you can't do a good club night without playing the old stuff as well.
Thank you. And you know, I go out and do gigs. I'm touring now, and like I've been touring since 2007. And it's like, you know, it's all right, you do the Tufts and all these different things, but it really still surprises me that when things like Love Really Hurts and Red Light and LOD comes on, the people hear the intro, they know it. And it's a floor filler.
Yeah, well, that's when you're the DJ's friend, mate. When you're struggling at a club night or whatever, I'm going to stick on one of these, and
that's
then they're all up, you know.
I'm glad to be of service.
Yeah, no, listen, you've saved my night many a time.
Thank you very much.
But listen, you have been fairly greedy, right? You had a whole career in the 70s.
Yeah.
And then you had a whole different career in the 80s.
That's
and then
right.
you had another go in the 90s as well.
That's right.
You know, there aren't many people who get more than one bites at it, you know?
I know, and I'll have another go again because, you know, the dreams and the ambitions for me never finishes until, as I say, it's never over until the Fat Lady sings. Well, the Fat Lady hasn't sung yet. Billy Ocean is still singing.
Do you always have that drive then? You still want to perform and still want to, you know, make music?
Yeah, and why not? I mean, you know, the Lord gives you a talent. If you realize, you see, once you come to an age of realization that you realize what you have is not only for yourself. What you have is you get a gift. The Lord gives you a gift. It's to be shared with other people. You know, even if you're not sharing the money with them, please share.
Please share
the talent with them.
You know, your duty to share the talent.
The talent. Yeah. Why? You know, he said you don't hide a lighted candle under a bushel. When I go out, and I realize and I see a tremendous amount of enjoyment I give the people. It gives me an enjoyment. They're singing my song. They're dancing to it. I mean, come on. You know, there's only one thing I have to do is to go out there and give it to them and make we all get happy. It makes me happy when I see them happy.
Yeah, and I have to say about your career, it's never been tainted with any scandal or anything.
Well, praise the Lord.
You have released brilliant records. You've
Thank
done
you
well in
much.
The charts. You've made us all very happy dancing everywhere.
Thank you
and
very
you're just, you were a role model for how to behave for
very
someone
much.
In the limelight. But again, was it something you were very aware of? You had a responsibility?
Yeah, if for now my parents brought us up a certain way, and even now, although my parents have gone away, God bless their soul, I would not do anything to offend their spirit.
Yeah.
The thing, you know, my mother would turn in her grave if I was to get involved in anything, you know, unruly or, yeah, my father's a great disciplinarian. So for me to do anything like that, it would not be normal for me to do it. I still feel that presence in making, you know, in making decisions and doing certain things I have to do.
Yeah.
And then was, you know, my sisters and everything else. When you offend, it's not only just yourself. What's about the people around you? What's about the friends? What's about the people that love you? You're letting people down.
Yeah. Well, listen, you've got a new album out, Here You Are, and it contains your versions of some classic songs.
Thank you.
These Foolish Things, No
beautiful
Woman, No
song.
Cry.
Beautiful songs,
yeah.
Beautiful songs.
But a man like you who's been immersed in music for decades, you must have had a list of hundreds of songs you wanted to do.
No, yeah, exactly. Well, I made my list. I mean, and don't forget that these songs are just from memory. When I was a little boy, my father was, we were the first person in the village. I don't know where my father got I don't know whether he stole the radio, he borrowed the radio, he bought the radio. There's no money around.
Yeah.
But one day he came home with this Philips brown veneer. I can still see it. Battery-operated radio. And when he switched it on, you know, I mean, that was in the days where you would hear boxing people like Ingemar Johansson and Floyd Patterson and all these sort of people, right? But when he switched his radio on, the first song that I heard, now Trinidad is about steel pan and calypso. But when he switched his radio on, the first song that I heard was a song by Brooke Benton called Time on the River.
Yeah.
And over a process of time, you know, I was introduced musically to people like Sam Cooke, Ray Charles, Frank Sinatra, all these different people. So the songs stayed in my memory until, you know, as a man now, I have the opportunity to do them, so I did.
Yeah, and it sounds terrific as well.
Thank you very much.
Are you going to be touring this album?
I'm touring. I've started touring. Yeah.
Now here's the million dollar question: are you coming over here to see us?
Well, I, you know,
I don't want to hear excuses here, Billy.
No, you know, I always love coming to Ireland. It's one of my favorite places, and it's one of my, because you know what? The Guinness in Ireland is the best. You all keep the best for yourselves.
Yeah.
It's not the same as in the bottles.
Oh,
so,
that's right. Yeah, it's not.
You know, no, but seriously, though, people tell me where I'm touring. I never know where I'm going until. Yeah. But I think I am in Belfast. I must be in Belfast or something.
Oh, well, we got to look
out
for that.
I don't know. But I know I had some great experiences in Ireland. One of the best was singing with the orchestra of Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, yeah.
Wonderful.
Oh, brilliant.
It's one of the experiences of my life. I was in the middle of this orchestra, and when the brass kicked in, I thought, flip the hell. Yeah. I think in a way that kind of inspired me to do this album too. You know, many different things. You know, there's a makeup of many different things that inspire you to do things. And I'd like to think that that was one of the things to make me do a sort of orchestral or oriented album. And the only way I can get that is doing some of these beautiful
songs.
Okay,
listen, we've got the news shortly, so I want to play a track into the news. I'm going to let you pick one. What should we play from this, Billy, to make everyone run down, kick down the doors of their record shop and demand a copy?
What should we play? Let's play Change Is Gonna Come.
Change Is Gonna
Come. Yeah, let's play Change Is Gonna Come, yeah.
Well, listen, Billy, thanks for joining us, and we do look forward to seeing you. Hope you can make it over here, and really appreciate you talking to us today.
Thank you, my friend. I look forward to it. I look forward to seeing you one day. God bless.
Thank you, mate.
God
thanks,
bless.
Billy.
Thank
Cheers,
you.
Man.
Bye. Bye.
Billy Ocean, folks.
Oh, it's been a long time.
gonna put